hello there. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to episode number 496 of this here electronic engineering podcast called Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and written, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. You guys, my mega awesome 500th episode is coming up so soon. And in honor of this momentous occasion, we are launching Fish Fry on YouTube. This week, we launched a special playlist featuring movers and shakers of the maker movement from my limited series called Makers Today. In this playlist, I chat with a variety of different makers about their creative processes, where they find the inspiration for their innovative designs, and how they are changing the maker landscape. And you can go directly to this playlist and binge on all 7 episodes by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, or just head on over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/eejournal. So, what's on deck for this week's podcast? Well, Victor Vigolov from Danny is joining me to chat about why edge machine learning is the next evolutionary step for IoT, how edge ML could help save personal information in public places, and what kind of challenges we will face in terms of edge ML in the future. Also, a little later on, I investigate a new kind of floating artificial leaf developed by the University of Cambridge that can generate clean fuels from sunlight and water. So, without further ado, please welcome Victor from Danny. Hi, Victor. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you for so cool opportunity to participate in your podcast.
Absolutely. Okay, so first off, for my audience who may not know, what is Danny all about?
Danny is the independent design house of electronics with our own production lines in 3 countries, Lithuania, China, and Turkey. As for the developments, our main focuses are computer vision, compute platforms, and industrial solutions. And we have a wide range of software and hardware platforms which help to solve challenging tasks of our customers, with average project lifetime not more than 6 months, I think. As for me, I am responsible for developing different computer vision devices based on edge technology. If you want to control something using machine eyes, we'll help you.
Excellent. I have heard that edge ML is the next evolutionary step for our Internet of Things era. So, Victor, do you agree and why so?
First, let me say some words about edge ML devices. It is a type of ML system where AI ML algorithms are computed by the device itself without any server support. Nowadays, it's a growing trend in ML development, and it seems to be the next step of IoT devices. In fact, an edge ML devices could be a part of IoT infrastructure as being individually addressable. And according to up-to-date demands, there will be a huge amount of such devices around us which solve specific tasks such as computer vision in the nearest future. As it was with IoT technology, computer vision, technologies solve lots of security and safety issues in every big city. For example, searching offenders in public places and so on. By the way, edge technology created a professional society which has its own journals, trade fairs, and so on. All of these things were mentioned above shows lots of common with IoT. So I think that's why it's a new step in IoT era.
I think you're right. Now, let's talk about privacy and the protection of personal information, which is a huge topic these days. So Victor, why do you think edge ML could help save personal information, and how so?
Using computer vision in public areas or at working places like a truck cabin faces a serious problem. There are countries where the law controls operations with the personal data, like faces, for example. We had a case even in Danny when our USA customer with a smart camera decided to expand the business in the EU, and we had to enclose an additional housing part, a cap for cabin camera, because software deactivation was not enough to meet the law. And AgMail solves this problem because computations of personal data are left on the device side, and the public server gets only service information. I hope that such options give nice opportunity for widespreading of technology because it solves demands of both sides, business and government, and society at all. And not a secret that now edge face recognition systems, for example, send only a digital image of the face, which can't be recovered to regular view.
So, Victor, let's look at the future of edge ML. What do you see are the biggest technical hurdles or challenges that we will face in this realm moving forward?
I think that the main technical hurdle is the limit of computation possibility on device. Not every computer vision task could be solved using edge technology now. The industry is searching for new solutions which have a good price-to-powerful ratio. And likely, microelectronic developers are pleasing our requirements. Will it be an endless process? Let's watch it together. And the second limitation is very close to very new technology, which is operating with new technological stack. Professionals. It needs time while new professions and expertise will appear, like AgML engineer. But this process is very regular for IT at all. Just needs more time.
That makes sense. All right, Victor, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Since you haven't been on my show before, here is our standard off-the-cuff these days. Now, Victor, if you could have one meal right now, it doesn't matter if it's on the other side of the world, the restaurant is closed, your grandmother used to make it, what would you have?
Oh, I think that I wouldn't be ingenious in this answer. I would like a very good cheeseburger with medium beef, I think.
Nice. That sounds delicious. All right, Victor. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Amelia.
Did you hear about the new artificial leaves that generate clean fuel? So get this. With photosynthesis as their inspiration, a team of researchers from the University of Cambridge have created a new kind of floating artificial leaf that can create clean fuel. So these low-cost, ultra-thin, flexible, autonomous devices have been tested on the River Cam in several locations. And in these tests, they have shown that they can convert sunlight into fuel just as efficiently as their natural counterparts. So, this research is actually a long time in the making. Professor Erwin Reisner and his team at Cambridge have been working on photosynthesis-based sustainable solutions to petrol for quite some time. In 2019, they developed their first artificial leaf that generated syngas. So, syngas, if you didn't know, is actually a key intermediate that is used in the production of many different pharmaceuticals and chemicals. And they produced this syngas using only sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide. How exactly did they do this? Well, this previous prototype actually combined two light absorbers with suitable catalysts. Unfortunately, it also included moisture protective coatings and thick glass substrates, so this prototype was rather bulky. But this team from Cambridge wasn't happy with this first round of prototypes. Professor Erwin Reisner explains the motivation to create this newest version of their artificial leaf like this. He says, "We wanted to see how far we can trim down the materials these devices use, while not affecting their performance. If we can trim the materials down far enough that they're light enough to float, then it opens up new ways that these artificial leaves could be used." So, a big challenge for this team was how to deposit light absorbers onto lightweight substrates and protect them from water infiltration. And the answer? They found that if they covered these leaves with a very thin layer of carbon-based water repellent that prevents moisture degradation, that these leaves would not only work, but also look like a real leaf. So the fabrication of these leaves is also key. Dr. Virgil Andre, the co-lead author of the associated research paper, explains this aspect of their study like this. He says, "This study demonstrates that artificial leaves are compatible with modern fabrication techniques, representing an early step toward automation and the scaling up of solar fuel production. These leaves combine the advantages of most solar fuel technologies, as they achieve the low weight of power suspensions and the high performance of wired systems." So, how did these leaves perform? Well, in the tests of this new round of artificial leaves, this team was able to show that they were able to split water into hydrogen and oxygen, or reduce CO2 to syngas. Sure, more improvements need to be made in order for these artificial leaves to be used in any kind of commercial application, but this new prototype shows real promise that this kind of technology could be a game changer when it comes to renewable energy. Professor Reisner explains the relevance of this study like this. He says, "Many renewable energy technologies, including solar fuel technologies, can take up large amounts of space on land. So moving production to open water would mean that clean energy and land use aren't competing with one another. In theory, you could roll up these devices and put them almost anywhere and almost any country, which would also help with energy security." Wow. I sure do love my job. I get to report about this stuff all the time. So great. So if you want even more information about these new fuel generation artificial leaves, I've included a couple links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you would like to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow us or me on LinkedIn as well. And remember, we do have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by me. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can also subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. It really does help. Also, if you'd like any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or heck you just want to chat, shoot me a line at Amelia, that's A-M-E-L-I-A, at eejournal.com, or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of August 26th, 2022, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.